When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Into the 4 o'clock hour we go. Tony Gwynn Jr. match, Scraby, Gwynn and Chris. Got a Tony versus the fans coming your way here shortly. Great article in The Athletic by Dennis Lynn. I think it highlights two individuals that I think need to be highlighted this year. And we've already talked about one in Luis Arraez, but the other is Victor Rodriguez, Padre hitting coach. You get a good idea. Scraby and I'll talk a little bit about it if we have time in this segment, but if not, in the next segment. Really just highlights the philosophy in which the Padres had going into the year. And I gave Victor a big hug the other day because I saw him. What are you looking at me like that for?
I just heard Mike Schilt give the rotation for the...
I was like, what is so eye-popping
in my ear
about,
right
a,
now.
About a Victor Rodriguez hug? But I gave him a hug because at the beginning of the year, I got a chance to meet him. We started talking. We had obviously there was a lot of things that, you know, we had not necessarily in common, but certainly we had a lot in common in terms of hitting and how we were taught. He played on he was a young player that played on the Puerto Rican. My dad went and played winter ball in Puerto Rico, and he was on that team with my dad at the time. He was a young player at the time. But he started to kind of tell me about the philosophy that he wanted to have. And it just, as he was saying it was like, this makes so much sense. I don't know why we hadn't done this earlier. But question was, how would he be able to implement it? I mean, I'm sure a lot of hitting coaches have had great ideas, but can you get buy-in? And he got it. He got it early. We'll talk a little bit. Pet talks about Petco Park hitting and, you know, the ball doesn't travel well and, adding Luis Arraez only highlighted what he was trying to get everybody to get on board with. And so we'll get into that a little bit after Tony versus Fan, but it's a great article on Luis. And it's really about Luis, but it's also about Victor Rodriguez. Big reason why this team offensively is as good as it gets.
All right. Got some. Mike Schilt is speaking to the reporters right now. Yu Darvish will be in the bullpen. He said that's the only roster news you're going to get from me. Now, I'm pretty sure He went Michael King, Joe Musgrove, Dylan Cease for the rotation.
In that order.
In that order. That's how he said it. King, Musgrove, Cease.
Yowzers.
And now, would it be King because he hasn't pitched?
It probably has something. So, yeah, it probably has something to do with time off. But, I mean, has Michael King, if we just look at the numbers, has he not earned the right to have the first start of the series?
I think he has.
I think he has, too.
It's interesting. He's that a top Dylan five. Cease is
I think he's top five in ERA. He might even be lower than that. He might have had one of the lowest ERAs. Oh, Diamondbacks one out away from being eliminated from playoff contention. Those bags they packed might not actually be going anywhere.
As
the Braves are one out away from coming to San Diego.
So yeah, that's confirmed. It's King, Musgrove, and Cease.
I like it. I like it.
So, but that, okay, it's a good problem to have.
What is your, looks like the Padres will match up with the Atlanta Braves.
What time is it there? It's 7 o'clock. They're not going to get on a flight until 9. They won't be here until like 1 in the morning, and then they're playing again
tomorrow.
Oh, they're
getting time back, though, on this flight, though.
They're getting time back, but it's still going to be late when they get in. And
yeah,
Chris Sale has back spasms. How is he going to be able to fly on the plane with the team?
That's a great question. I'm sure those back spasms don't get better on this flight. He might be laid out in the hallway the whole flight, like laying down.
Or so he's starting tomorrow and he's preparing for his start on the way in.
See if we see him in this line out here. Don't see him. I don't see him.
You're right. Chris Sale, the last time he started against the Padres was right before the All-Star break, I believe, and on that Sunday, and he mowed him down.
It wasn't fun.
I remember that. You, Darvish, to the bullpen. Okay, that's what I've heard.
So Darvish to the bullpen, King, Musgrove, Cease.
Why are you saving Dylan Cease for Game 3? I understand, but does Dylan Cease, I guess if they sweep the first two games, then it sets up Dylan Cease to start the first game of the NLDS.
When was King's last start? The game in L.A. He pitched the first one, right?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now. Michael King, September 24th. Yes, he went 5 innings, struck out 3, gave up 3 hits.
That was the first one?
The Dodgers.
That was the first game against the Dodgers or the second one?
That was, I'm just making sure, that was the second one.
Okay.
Ben Higgins asking a question right now.
What did Ben ask?
He asked...
Ben is asking a question to
Mike Schill. Okay. Yeah, so that was surprising, actually. That's why I gave you that look. I was like, oh, that's not exactly where I thought we were going to go with this. But hey, there you go. Cease would start game one, someone's saying on the chat, in L.A. then. I would think so if they sweep the first two games.
Well, that's probably the idea. You're trying to line yourself up. You're trying to line it all up. And, you know, Michael King has earned a right to pitch in game one. I think he's pitched extremely well.
2.95 ERA.
Joe Musgrove has been as good as he's been at any point this year. I mean, I know he gave up the 2-run shot in his last start, but he was as efficient and clean as we've seen him. The thing is, with the three guys, you're splitting hairs.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Like, yeah, that's true.
You're splitting hairs when it comes to Cease, Musgrove, King. That's how good they've been down the stretch.
I'm fine with all of them.
Yeah.
Any of them, put them in whatever order. Doesn't matter.
We got time for...
Yes.
Tony versus the fans?
Yes. Let's go to it right now.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me. This guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I'll say our boss made a really good point on the chat, Tony. The Padres traded away Juan Soto and got their Game 1 and Game 3 playoff starters in return. Still a good trade for the San Diego Padres and A.J. Preller. You flip Drew Thorpe for Dylan Cease. Good stuff.
That's one of those. That's one of those statements where you want to. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, but it's just us. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right or Tony gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Tony gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And today you will win a pair of tickets to Cake in the first ever concert at Front Wave Arena this Saturday. Limited tickets remain at AXS.com. All right, let's get into it right now and... we will get our first contestant on the line. Oh, yeah. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that question for free. Chris Hers the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. Let's go to Dale. Hello, Dale.
What's up, Dale?
Hello.
Hello. Are you ready to play, Dale?
Absolutely.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Who holds the record for the latest? Who holds the record for the fastest 100 meter sprint?
Oh my gosh! Don't do this to me again. It was the guy who won the pick this year, and I think before it used to be Ben Johnson.
Stay there, Dale. Ben Johnson is incorrect. I hope this is still a thing, right?
Ben Johnson, I think, was at the end of it, was disqualified because he got popped for steroids, if I'm not mistaken. Johnson did. The answer I think you're looking for is Usain Bolt.
It's Usain Bolt.
You know what I meant.
Usain. You got it correct. Sorry, Dale.
Usain Bolt.
That's how the game works, everybody. Just one question and you're out. Let's go to Tom.
What's Hello, up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're well. How about yourself?
I'm well, thanks.
All right, here we
go. After that 100-meter question, so...
I would be nervous, too, after that one.
All right, here we go. Tom, question number one. Who holds the record for the most home runs in a single Major League Baseball season?
I'm going with Roger Maris.
Sorry, Tom.
Bonds. Barry.
Sorry, Tom. I don't know what to do with that one. I don't know what to do with that one.
That was one.
It's a head scratcher. Was that Chris from the past? All right, let's go to our next contestant.
Wait. Before we go ahead, let's go to the next
contestant. No.
Pete Rose passed away today.
What?
Yes. The age of 83, according to TMZ.
Wow.
Wow.
Dang. I did not expect for you to say that.
No. I mean, Adam Klug sent it to me, but that is more sad news today.
That is more sad news. Dikembe Mutombo, now Pete Rose.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep playing the game,
Sorry.
I guess.
I had to get that
that's
out
a
there.
Big, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Let's go to Kevin in Oceanside. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Mr. Glenn. Hello, Mr. Scravy.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello. You're right there next to Front Rave Arena, or at least in the area. So here we go. Question number one.
Tony, real quick, I just had a story I wanted to tell you, but I know there's not time today, but one of these days I'll call in and tell you a story about your dad, which breaks my, is really warm to my heart. But go ahead, Scravy.
Okay.
I'll be here for it.
All right, Kevin. Here we go. Question number one. Which Major League Baseball player was the first to reach 500 home runs?
The first.
Hank Aaron.
Tony.
The guy who they play, he's kind of a heavy set man and he runs around the bases with little legs. Babe Ruth.
Sorry about that, Kevin.
Man, we struggling to get out of question one.
You know
today.
What? We have more to talk about on the other side, so we're going to go tiebreaker right now.
It's one of those days today, it seems.
It is
like.
One of those days. We're going to do Barry Bonds, and we're also going to go to Dwayne. Hello, Dwayne.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much. All right, Tony. How many RBIs did Barry Bonds have in his career?
Oh, my Lord. He played, how many years did he play?
22.
Oh, man. So we like up in, like, let's say, let's go 12,000.
12,000 RBIs?
How many years did he play?
22.
11,000.
11, okay. That's a lot of RBI. I think you meant 1,100?
Yes, sorry. 1,100.
I was going to say.
That's what I meant.
Under.
Under. He said 11,000. Under is correct. So you're going to win, Dwayne. Stay right there. And we will get you
information. We weren't
going to
give him a prize if I kept answering these right. Come on, man.
All right. That was the most interesting game of Chris versus the fans we've ever played.
Because it wasn't Chris versus the fans. It was Tony versus
the fans. Tony the version. That's right. So on the other side, we got more news to talk about with the Padres. Maybe finish up Tony's thoughts about Luis Arraez. But we got a rotation for the wild card.
All that. And we'll get some thoughts on Pete Rose's passing. That's this is a guy who had over 4,000 hits.
Yeah.
And, you know, not in the Hall of Fame for the reasons I think we all know, gambling and... you wonder this, you know, his time in terms of getting in via vote is long past. But there is a committee out there that may feel differently now that he is, you know, passed.
Not with us anymore, yeah.
We'll talk about it all on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Congratulations to Dwayne, our Tony versus the fan winner. It was one of those days where we were already running out of question number ones because...
Oh, I had more, but Roger Maris threw me for a loop.
12,000 RBIs. Didn't quite win it for me. It wins it for Dwayne. Congratulations. Couple things.
My bad. I turned off your mic as I turned off my mic, too.
The Weasel Rise, I talked a little bit about it. I just want to read you a little bit of some of the quotes out of this article. I'll start with Jackson. I thought he was good. It goes into war, which is, you know, Chris Ello's favorite statistic. The average difference between each league leaders in baseball references war, and its most valuable player is smaller than any prior in any prior decade in the 20s to 2020s. In 2021, Major League Baseball proposed replacing the salary arbitration system with a model relying on Fangraphs' version of war, F-war. In clubhouses around the country, young players have grown up and at least are somewhat familiar with the doctrine of war. This is Jackson Miller here. I see the numbers, but I don't really know exactly what they mean. This is one of the best young players in the league speaking.
21 years old.
21. I'd say it makes sense when you look at Judge's year, Skeens, Ohtani, and all of them. It makes sense why it's so high compared to other players. Merrill and other Padre players, though, do not think that war accurately captures the value of Luis Arraez. For us, no, Merrill said, because he doesn't really just hit. And then it kind of goes through a rise. It says, of course, he specializes in the kind of hitting that has gone out of style in 2022 when he led the American League with a .316 batting average. He was deemed a 2.7 F4 player that ranked 66th among qualifying big league position players. Then Arraez spent the first half of 2023 flirting with .400. He settled at .354, the highest full season average in the majors since 2010. He settled for a 3.3 war, which was 54th in the rankings. This season, no different. His shortcomings on defense and his power threat appeared magnified. Arraez overcame a slow start in Miami and his lingering thumb injury to hit .314. Withstanding a late charge from Shohei Ohtani.
It was late.
And became the first player to win three consecutive batting titles with three different teams. At the same time, Arraez recorded a .392 slugging percentage and a career-high 47 starts at designated hitter. His F-war put him behind Mikel Garcia. You probably don't know who that is. That's the infielder for the Royals. And Zach Geloff. And so, you know, it goes on to talk a little bit. Jake Cronenworth, who kind of is in the same position, right? Because he's DHing, he's playing first base. And if you're not hitting 30 homers in those positions, offensive war is going to look a little different. And so he was kind of talking about those two. But I just thought, as you go through the article, you start to see what it is that they're talking about. Manny specifically says, it starts in terms of when asked for their personal appraisals of Arraez's value, Cronenworth and others with the Padres tend to towards superlatives. It starts with one of the best hitters in the game. Starting off the game like that is huge. I know the singles hitters isn't really valued in much in this game, but as a starting pitcher, this is Joe Musgrove talking. As a starting pitcher, it's exhausting facing guys like that. Guys that don't swing and miss, that don't chase a lot. They are consistently on base. That wears you down over the course of an outing. It adds pitches to your outing. It makes you more stressful. It makes you make more stressful pitches with guys on base. So although it might not provide the instant runs that slug does, I feel like it's extremely valuable. This is coming from a scientist on the mound in Joe Musgrove. And that's why he fits this team so well. Starts that every night at the top of the lineup, and you already are having to think, man, this guy's going to go 0-2, and then he's going to foul off six pitches. I'm eight deep already, and it might get longer. And so I encourage you guys to read that article before tomorrow's series starts against the Braves.
Yes.
Michael King on the bump.
Michael King. Dylan Cease going third is crazy to me, but I'm not going to question it. I'm just going to go into this with the happiest of thoughts. Real quick, though, before we get out of there, what are your thoughts on Pete Rose and him passing away?
I wonder why you're asking me this. I think that...
Because I care, Tony.
I think that I'll be interested to see if this changes anything.
For the record,
the, you know, Baseball Hall of Fame isn't made up of great people who did, you know, only great things off the field. There's There's some bad ones in there too.
I think there was a guy named Ty Cobb.
Yeah. He's one of them. So you know, certainly that isn't the bar. Whether you agree with that or not, that's not the bar. Yeah, I wonder if this changes things. If there's a veterans committee vote coming with him involved in it,
that would be kind of wrong to me to put him in after he's been campaigning his entire post baseball life to get into the Hall of Fame. That would not sit right.
It wouldn't be the first one to get in after he passed. So.
That's sad. There is a lot of sad today. Dikembe Mutombo.
A lot of happiness, certainly a lot of sadness, as there probably is every day. All right, that's going to do it for our show today. Monday Night Football follows. We'll be back at it. Full coverage starting at?
6 a.m. at Baja Ricks.
6
a.m. Ben and Woods. Then you got
Baja
10 to
Ricks.
2 with Annie and Elston. Then you got 2 to 4:30 with Tony, myself, and Braden.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff going on tomorrow.
Should be fun. Let's enjoy the San Diego. We don't know how many times we're going to get to do this, so have a good night.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.